This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Until recently, illegal immigrants in 11 states could get legal driver's licenses despite their illegal status. But Utah has just changed its mind about that, and the 10 other states may follow. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Jenny Brundine reports.
It's a snowy night in Park City, Utah, an upscale ski resort town 40 minutes into the mountains east of Salt Lake City. About 80 Latinos are packed into a tiny apartment clubhouse to meet the city's chief of police, Lloyd Evans.
I'm very happy that all of you come tonight to talk about the driver's license law that was just passed by the legislature.
The law that took effect 2 weeks ago repeals a four-year-old law that allowed people without social security cards, mostly illegal immigrants, to get driver's licenses. Now, undocumented immigrants must use a driving privilege card. It's a different color with bold letters stating, for driving privileges only, not valid for identification.
Many questions are out there about this card. Yes.
This man wants to know if he'll be able to drive to Salt Lake City safely, or will the police bother him? Evans explains the card is good statewide. A woman wants to know if she'll be able to drive to visit her friend in California. Most likely. Life has suddenly become more confusing for those in the crowd tonight. Park City's dishwashers, landscapers, even hot tub cleaners, many of whom work here illegally. Up until now, they say, Utah was a good place to be because they could get a driver's license. But state lawmakers believe some were taking advantage of Utah's open policy.
We found that Utah was being used as a gateway for not just illegal aliens, but criminal aliens to gain some form of legitimacy through a state-issued identification or driver's license. And we wanted to close the door on that.
State Senator Kurt Bramble is the sponsor of the bill to repeal the driver's license law. He points to a recent audit that revealed some evidence of fraud among the 58,000 licenses issued to undocumented immigrants in Utah, including outsiders coming here to get a Utah ID and returning to other states. Bramble says the new law reestablishes credibility for Utah's driver's license, and he says it's a response to the federal government's failure to stop illegal immigration.
Here in Utah, we tried to find some reasonable middle ground that would allow access to insurance, allow a driving record to be maintained, allow an undocumented citizen to still have mobility, but barring any other access to the rights of citizenship. Time will tell whether that's good policy or not.
But the new law has sparked protests, like this one, in the Latino community. Many fear it will lead to racial profiling and make life harder for the people who clean Utah's hotels, harvest its fruit, and wash dishes in its restaurants. Gabriela Citrola is a therapist in the Latino community.
They feel like, you know, the same way that they put the Star of David on the Jews, now they're putting the red cards on the Latinos. So there's the anger and the resentment that says, you know, we're working hard, we're contributing, we are good people, and here is what we get in return, being marked and said very loudly, we don't want you here.
Citrola says when she came here 27 years ago, she was considered exotic because there were so few Latinos. She says as the number of minorities increases in Utah, so does fear.
Fear of, you know, we're being invaded, taken over, things like that. So I think this is a little bit maybe a response to so many brown faces around.
Utah's new law was partially modeled after a similar law in Tennessee. But Utah tried to improve upon it and has already generated interest from several states with big illegal immigrant populations. Still, this new two-tiered system may pose problems. West Point professor Margaret Stock is an expert in immigration law.
I think a lot of states are going to be looking at Utah, but the bottom line with a lot of this is that it's an attempt to enforce immigration law by using the DMVs.
Stock predicts an increase in lawsuits against driver's license divisions and employers in Utah, as well as a surge in the black market for driver's licenses. Nevertheless, despite fears, state officials say undocumented immigrants are applying for the new driving card, contrary to what Latino leaders predicted. And several auto insurance companies and banks have said they'll accept the driving card for Utah's illegal population to do business. For Day to Day, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.